Hello, everyone, and welcome to the quarterly Customer Collaboration Analyst Podcast Series. I'm Steve Canny, Analyst Relations Manager for Cisco's Customer Collaboration business. The purpose of these quarterly podcasts is to provide you, our industry analysts, with a quick and convenient update on our market activities, technology news, and market momentum. In this podcast, we'll focus on the third quarter of Cisco's fiscal year 2011, this past February, March, and April. Today, we have with us Ross Daniels, Director of Customer Collaboration Solutions Marketing, who will update us on the past quarter. Ross, welcome, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Steve. I always love being on this particular podcast. There is a ton of really great information for us to share with the analysts from this past quarter, and I can't wait to get started.
Great. Ross, I thought we'd start out by noting that Cisco's customer collaboration business received an extraordinary amount of industry recognition over the past quarter. Could you summarize those wins for our analysts?
Yeah, sure thing. Really just an amazing kind of amalgamation of different awards. It was truly an award season for us. So we missed out on an Emmy and on an Oscar. But aside from that, we really cleaned up. So the first one that we won, probably in terms of most relevance to the analyst community, was the Best of Enterprise Connect. So Enterprise Connect, of course, being our major industry event for enterprise communications. Cisco Social Miner, our social media customer care solution that we introduced at the end of 2010 calendar year, was what we put up as Cisco's nomination for the Best in Show award. And, you know, going up against some real, powerful other finalists, right? You know, we had, desktop video and different devices and, new headsets. So some real traditional enterprise communications gear also among the finalists. So for, a customer care contact center solution and something that was obviously very focused on social media, to be named the winner there was pretty exciting, and I think a little bit of a surprise. I think it bodes really well for where we think this industry is moving, and that we're in the right spot there. We had another win for Social Miner, industry specific, from the retail vertical. So Retail Touchpoints is a publication that provided an award for Social Miner for the Next Gen Retail Award for 2011. So that was pretty exciting. And then more broad-based, CRM Magazine named our Cisco's product portfolio for contact centers is the winner in contact center infrastructure. That was in March. So we've been named a leader in that particular award in the last several years. This is the first time that we've actually been named the overall winner. So I think that's a real recognition that, both the disruptive innovation that we introduced last year as well as our execution are really kind of combining and coming together at the right point in time to win an award like that. And then a couple of interesting awards out of the APAC region. First was the Asian Banker Award for the best contact center deployment in the region. So that was with one of our customers who deployed contact center enterprise and customer voice portal. That was Kotak Mahindra Bank. Hopefully, I said that even close to correct. And then, lastly, we also won Frost & Sullivan's 2011 India IT and Telecom Excellence Award for the Emerging Contact Center Applications Vendor of the Year. So, really busy. It's worth noting that all of these were judged or independently awarded accolades. None of these were entry fee specific or things along those lines. So really good validation again across both the innovation and the execution side.
That's great news, Ross. Congratulations to the team on these.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think it's great.
Always nice to receive public recognition like that. On a related topic, I understand that in addition to the mindshare momentum that we're seeing, we've also grown our market share, according to a recent report. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. So, one of the analysts who follows our industry is Gartner, of course, and Gartner tracks contact center market share on a global basis each year. And in their report for calendar year 2010, which was recently released, that report indicated that Cisco grew at more than twice the pace of the overall contact center market from 2009 to 2010. So the industry grew about 12% year over year, which is great to see. I mean, good industry recovery as we continue to rebound economically. Cisco's growth was about 28% during the same period, so more than double the market growth. You know, I think that from a competitive mindshare standpoint as well, you know, we continue to close the gap to number one in the market, right, which has been held by Avaya for quite a long time. So, you know, Avaya dropped about 5 points of market share. We gained about 2 points of market share. So we closed that gap by nearly 7 points on Avaya Nortel, which was pretty impressive and important for us, again, showing on the execution side.
That's great, Ross. Now, speaking of growing our market share, I know we're continuing to invest in events to drive continued growth in both mindshare and market share. Can you recap for us the events we've sponsored and hosted this quarter and give us a preview of upcoming events we have planned?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think you know, events continue to be a pretty important piece of our marketing mix. So we do have quite a number of them. You know, I mentioned Enterprise Connect, where we won the award for Social Miner. You know, that continues to be, I'd say, a growing you know, presence for us in terms of customer care, customer collaboration. You know, the sessions there, I think we're starting to see a bit more focus on contact center within that overall agenda, which is great. You know, a couple of other things worth noting. We participated in Salesforce.com's annual sales kickoff. That was early in the fiscal quarter in February. So we had a booth at the sales kickoff, which, you know, is their internal, you know, sales meeting, annual sales meeting, basically. So, you know, we got some great feedback from their sales teams on our joint solution with Salesforce.com, the Customer Interaction Cloud. We got to create some awareness for Customer Interaction Cloud with their sales teams and build some additional relationships there. So that, you know, continues to be an important partnership and solution for us. You know, looking externally, we participated in the Executive Mind Exchange, which is an event that Frost & Sullivan puts on from a marketing standpoint. It's a smaller event, but a really good, you know, networking and relationship building event. You know, really strong participation in the track there in the agenda. We had facilitated an interactive session, which was actually extremely highly rated. It was you know, one of the sessions that was voted to be repeated sort of later in the week, which was great. We facilitated its topic table at lunch and, again, had a solution showcase kind of presentation as well. So, you know, good opportunity for, again, relationship building and a lot on the business side. You know, they certainly have a technology-oriented audience as well, but some good business relationships there, folks who are in the line of business rather than technology. And then just a couple of pieces that are kind of internal to Cisco and to our partners. We held a European Contact Center Partner Sales Summit a few weeks back in March. In April, early April. We did, you know, two cities where we had about 100, little over 100, 115 of our individuals from our European partner community spend a couple of days with us. We had sessions in Amsterdam for a couple of days and then sessions in Milan for a couple of days. You know, again, really, you know, kind of teeing things up for the remainder of the fiscal year and getting things ready for our next fiscal year as well. We had about a 95% turnout rate for that based on registration. So a mix of our advanced UC and our ATP partners working in Europe. And then, you know, a couple of other pieces. We had a speaking slot at the ATA, the American Teleservices Association convention, their annual conference. That was in mid-March as well, just before Enterprise Connect. And just after Enterprise Connect, and spoke on social media, which continues to be a really hot topic in the customer service area. And then coming up, we have our North American Analyst Day happening in mid-May, and we're having our annual Context Center Board of Advisors meeting in mid-June. So we're going to continue to be very busy, and then Cisco Live and Seascape coming up in July, actually. So no rest for the weary. We continue to keep plugging away.
Plenty going on there. So, Ross, I've heard that you're also becoming something of a radio personality these days, that you participated in an online radio show with the hosts of Social Media for the CEO. Can you tell us about that experience and how you see that fitting into our marketing mix?
Yeah, sure. You know, Steve, I'm a triple threat, right? I do podcasts, I do webcasts, blog, radio, live radio. So, the folks at Social Media for the CEO asked me to join that particular radio cast a few weeks back. To talk about, the things that we're seeing with social media and customer care, to talk about Social Miner, talk about the award that we had won. We ended up talking about my college roommates. I mean, it became quite a wide-ranging discussion. But, a different audience for us, right? Folks who are, I think, a little bit more in the social CRM and social software realm, which is, a part of the business that I think we're continuing to see expansion into. So, really interesting event to take part in. Hopefully we'll get to do that again.
Oh, good. Well, I think that brings us up to date for this edition. Ross, thanks very much again for joining us and for bringing us up to date on customer collaboration here at Cisco for the past quarter. I look forward to our next podcast in early August, where we'll wrap up Cisco's 2011 fiscal year.
Oh yeah, it'll be here before we know it. Just a few major events to get through before then, and here we'll be chatting again in just a few short months' time, Steve.
All right, thanks again, Ross. Look forward to it. For more information on Cisco's customer collaboration solutions, please visit www.cisco.com/go/cc. As always, we're very interested in your feedback. If there's anything else you'd like to hear about in these quarterly updates or anything that would make them more useful to you, please reach out to me directly via email at scanny, that's S-C-A-N-N-Y, at cisco.com. I'm Steve Canny. Thanks for joining this edition of the Quarterly Customer Collaboration Analyst Podcast Series. We hope you'll join us again next time.